Coronavirus update. I'm Julie Walker with an AP News Minute. The U.S. government's COVID vaccine booster campaign got a lot simpler yesterday after the FDA approved Pfizer and Moderna shots for all adults. It replaces a complicated system in which eligibility was based on age, health conditions, and other factors. FDA vaccine chief Dr. Peter Marks.
This, I think, is simple, right? It's, you know, you receive the vaccines. If it's more than 2 months for Janssen, more than 6 months for Pfizer or Moderna, go out and get a booster. Any one of the boosters will do.
Free booster shots as well as free vaccines are available at many major chain pharmacies and public hospitals. More Michigan schools are shutting down for the entire week of Thanksgiving, giving staff and families an opportunity to recover from illness, including the coronavirus. The decisions come as the state yesterday continued to post the worst new case rate in the U.S., according to federal health statistics. Millions more home tests for COVID are hitting store shelves after weeks of shortages. Chains like CVS and Walgreens now say they have ample supplies and recently lifted limits on how many can be purchased. The shift comes after test makers ramped up production, spurred by more than $3 billion in new purchasing contracts and assistance from the government. Europe continues to be the global epicenter of the COVID pandemic as cases soar to record levels in many countries. Riots erupted in the Dutch city of Rotterdam around a demonstration against coronavirus restrictions. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Rioters cheered as they lit fires and set off fireworks at police. Police responded by opening fire on protesters, injuring several people. Rotterdam's mayor, Ahmed Aboutaleb, told reporters the police drew their weapons to defend themselves. A number of police officers were also injured in the violence as others arrested dozens of people. I'm Karen Shamas.
The number 8 Iowa women's basketball team canceled a game against Drake on Sunday and won't travel to the Cancun Challenge tournament because of positive COVID tests in the program, according to school officials. Julie Walker, AP News.